We care about local banks here in New Hampshire.
There you
and
go.
I do want to thank so much so Meredith Village Savings Bank, Savings Bank of Walpole, mm-hmm. and Merrimack County Savings Bank, and New Hampshire Trust. For all coming forward this week, because we've had a great series in this 9 o'clock hour all week long, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and today, of talking about how local banks are dealing with, the situation that we're in. And we've had great conversations so far. And joining us here this morning, the Senior Vice President of Residential Mortgage Lending for the Merrimack County Savings Bank, Meredith Village Savings Bank, and Savings Bank of Walpole, Carol Bickford. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning, Pat.
Well, listen, this is, under normal circumstances, this would be a great time to talk about home lending trends, because the rates are at a great thing, but we happen to have something else going on at the same time.
We do.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about with everything else going on, this is actually a good time to talk about getting a new home, getting a mortgage for a new home, or maybe even refinancing, isn't it?
It is, Pat. Rates are at historic lows, and if you have the income to support a mortgage at this time, it is a good time to either refinance, to pull some cash out to make renovations.
Mm-hmm.
It is a time to buy a home, but not everybody is in that situation now that can do that.
Right, I know, because we do so much of what happens when you're putting a mortgage together or doing some refinancing is your current job.
Correct.
Yeah. Is there any way to kind of work through something? If you're, say, on a furlough and it's only supposed to last 60 days, you might still not be able to kind of work this out completely.
Correct. We do have to show at the time of closing on a loan that mm-hmm. you are employed or have income to support the loan.
Right.
So if you're on a furlough, I would suggest waiting perhaps until you know you're going to go back to work
mm-hmm.
because it does take a good 60 days from start to close on a loan.
Right.
So if you are absolutely sure you're going back to work, then you could submit an application online mm-hmm. or over the phone.
That's
because,
great.
As you know, our branches are closed.
Right. But you were fully online. You guys are full on online.
Absolutely, yes. We use electronic delivery of documents back and forth.
That's great.
So the customer does not have to come to the branch or to the bank to submit documents.
All right, but if you are an essential worker and you are head of household and working, or maybe both of you, mom and dad are both working, this is really, even though wacky things are going on, this is an ideal time.
It can be, yes. Like I said, rates are low, and if you are employed or have income sources, then it is a good time to try to reduce your interest rate and lower your monthly payment.
Yeah, see, and which, again, down the road is obviously a good thing.
It is.
Yeah, but again, it's I know we've got, everybody's kind of staying at home now, working from home if you can. It may not seem like the ideal situation because your computer is busy with doing your work or both of you doing work on the computer. But however, if you can make it happen, I know that working with a local bank especially would be a good thing for you.
Absolutely. We want to help those in our communities to obtain financing. It could be their first home, or it could be a construction loan that they're looking at building their new home.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. There's a good thing, too. And again, if you're working with a local bank, these are people that are living and working in the same community that you're living and working in.
Yes, and we do, in the Lakes region, we do have second home buyers as well.
Well, yes, I please. I've been out and about. I've seen the second home buyers that are out here, maybe escaping from where they come from. But again, that's okay. This is the market that we live in.
Correct.
You know, because I'm in a on my particular cul-de-sac. We are the full-time people, but the other three houses are all second homeowners, which, again, that's fine. They're part of our group. We see them at the beach. We see them walking around, and they belong to us. But I guess what I'm saying is you don't necessarily have to shy away and say, well, listen, let's just put this on the back burner, because you never know what's going to happen with rates as we move forward.
Correct. Yes, and we encourage if they have the opportunity to apply online to do so.
Yeah, and again, it's all safe online until you get together for the closing, which, again, we can make sure that there's less than 10 people if that's what we need to do. But otherwise, I mean, most of the work really can be done over the phone and over the computer.
Correct. And we are doing closings. A lot of our closings are through the mail.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Not necessarily in person.
Okay. Oh, that's great. So you can put those little tags on there. Sign here, initial here, you can be done through the mail.
Right.
Oh, that's easy. But again, but it's still local people, and you're working with. You're working with people, and people are working with you, and you're it's all part of the community. It's all part of the neighborhood.
It is, yes.
All right. That's, well, I have, again, full disclosure, and I disclosed this a couple of days ago, but I've been, since we moved up here in the late 80s, have been a customer of Meredith Village Savings Bank, only because I knew that working locally was going to benefit me at one point or another. Including somebody that's got a current mortgage that may be experiencing some sort of problem with their job.
Absolutely. For those that are not employed at this time or have been laid off, I want to mention that there are a number of relief efforts that we are participating in to help homeowners that have been impacted by the coronavirus pandemic.
Oh, really?
Yes. Our websites are a great resource for this information.
Oh, that's great. That's a good first step.
Absolutely. Go to our websites, and you can see some articles. Recently, we published one from the CFPB, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau,
nice.
Which provided a guide to the coronavirus mortgage relief.
Ooh.
And it suggested that if you can afford to make your payment, you should continue to make that payment.
Right.
But if you need assistance making the payment, contact your mortgage service provider. This is where you send your mortgage payments.
Right.
And do that as soon as possible.
Right. And again, because if you need a little help could be available.
There is help available. And, you know, as a servicer at Meredith Village, Merrimack, and Savings Bank of Walpole, we are offering help to our mortgage customers as well.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great. And, again, I feel a little bit stronger knowing that you've kind of got my back.
Right. We're local. We're a phone call away.
Okay. That's awesome. All right. Well, Carol Bickford, again, thank you very much for enlightening us a little bit. I if you want to move ahead with a refinance, if you're looking to get into a new home, if you're thinking about moving to New Hampshire, or you've been renting or whatever, and now's the time to buy. It is a great time to buy, and it's a better time to work with a local bank like Merrimack County Savings Bank or Meredith Village Savings Bank or Savings Bank of Walpole, because you're standing shoulder to shoulder with us, and that brings a little comfort to some.
Thank you, Pat.
You're so very welcome. Thank you. Thank you again for the info that we've gotten all week long from Meredith Village Savings Bank, Merrimack County Savings Bank, Savings Bank of Walpole, and New Hampshire Trust. They're just good, timely info, part of what we do here. The other part, well, who knows? We've got more of Good Morning New Hampshire coming up on 107.7 The Pulse.